Hey everyone, it's Brianna Regine, the founder, lead brand strategist, and publicist of Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting, and you are tuned into the fourth episode of The Brand Unveiled. It's Monday, and like I said last time, we are going to be consistent every Monday. Look out for an episode. We're still working on getting the consistent time, but it's still Monday somewhere in the world. We are on the East Coast, so we're still on time. This episode is audio pulled from an Instagram Live I did about a year ago, and the topic was, what is branding? So you're gonna be listening to part one of that Instagram Live session, and I hope you take notes. I hope you ask yourself the hard questions. I hope you learn something new that you can implement within your own business. I know for me, listening back to this episode, it's so interesting to see how my brand has evolved over the past year and a half since I did the live. You know, now my elevator pitch, so to speak, for my agency is a bit longer. You know, I just don't stop at we offer brand development, digital marketing, or rather marketing, I now say digital marketing, and PR. So that's what your brand is supposed to do. Your brand is supposed to evolve over time. You're supposed to be wanting more for your business, and it's supposed to become more specific, right? More guided, more directional, so that way you aren't all over the place. Don't be afraid to make your brand more focused, to learn what you enjoy doing, what you don't enjoy doing. So in return, that'll turn into, these are the services I'm going to put more in the forefront, or this is the product I'm going to put more in the forefront, or this is the persona I'm going to put more in the forefront. And then you'll sacrifice and you'll pull back the other things that you're not necessarily fond of or no longer passionate about. And that is okay. All right. So make sure after this episode, at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what am I building? And do I like it? And is it something that I want to maintain and live beyond me? All right, enjoy this episode. Branding, which we're going to talk about today, is the main thing that we like to focus on, because we work with entrepreneurs and creatives, and we find that a lot of the time, people's passion is just keeps them going, but they don't necessarily take the steps to sit down and figure out, okay, why am I doing this? What's my game plan? What's my strategy? So that's why whenever we get a client, we always start them off with a brand audit and asking them about their brand and what it means to them. So today we're going to be talking about what is a brand, and three tips to help you transition your business into a brand that will have longevity, which is the goal for myself, which is the goal for you, which is the goal for everyone. So I will kick off the conversation by asking you guys, what do you think classifies as a brand?
Let me see if I can get my anchor together here. You want to know what's really real? My anchor is a stack of Uno cards in like a little jar. It's a hot mess.
For me, a brand is the identity of a business. So, for example, McDonald's, right? People, someone said a total cohesive concept. Yes, that's true. Can you elaborate a little bit more? Or by the time you see me talk, I already have said the answer, but yes, a total cohesive concept. That is a good start. You're exactly right. Taking it a little bit further, though, a brand is an identity. It's the personality of a business. So back to my example, McDonald's, right? People go to McDonald's. Why? Because they have affordable food. Their stuff, even though it's not the most healthiest thing, it gets the job done. But what helps them, I would say, in my opinion, is their mascot, Ronald McDonald, right? They physically have a personality that they've used in the past in terms of cartoons and their Happy Meals and all of their commercials and advertising to populate consumers to come to their facilities, which is pretty cool. Another one, someone said how business is represented to the world. Yep, that's true. Yes, representation is super important
Which brings me to my next point with Fenty Beauty. Fenty Beauty, I am obsessed with their marketing and their branding. It's just really spot on. And spot on in the sense that it's on trend with what is for the culture right now. Just their voice is super important. And let me break that down into two parts. So Fenty Beauty, the personality behind them is Rihanna, right? Everyone knows who Rihanna is. Everyone knows that she has the savage mentality. Everyone knows that she speaks her mind and she lives how she wants to. And that definitely translates over to the branding that is displayed within their business. If you look on their website or even their social media, all of their copy, AKA their captions or the language that's on their website, it has a particular voice that when you see it, you think of, oh yeah, that's Rihanna, right? So if you don't have someone that is a mascot or a well-known personality, then that's your job to really figure out what your voice is, right? What's the voice that's gonna match the identity? And that is your brand, conveying that personality. Taking it a step further, branding, which is what the phase that my clients and I go through, is figuring out what is your mission, your values, your desired perception that you want your audience to have about your product or service. And it really just all boils down to your why. Why are you providing this product? Why are you providing these services? And when I say product, know that I'm talking about, if you're an artist, it's your music. Right? If you're a painter, it's your paint. If you are a blogger, it's your content. Why are you doing this? Right? And so one thing that I like to tell my clients when we go through their audit is to figure out what's their passion? What's driving them to continue doing this business? We're getting somebody to say hello. Hi, Dwayne and Mike as well. What's your why? Why are you doing what you're doing? What's your passion? What's fueling the fire, right? Because one thing that I've heard, I think Gary Vee said this on one of his podcasts, he was like, passion doesn't make you any money. And I'm paraphrasing, so I'm sure it was said a lot more like with his aggression, but spot on. And the way he said it, I probably was like, yeah, that's so true. So I'm paraphrasing it horribly. But he basically said, passion alone doesn't make you any money. That's a fact, right? You need some sort of strategy behind that passion. But I think having a business without passion makes it harder for you to have a brand because you don't have any real like connection tied to you as to why you're trying to make this business pop off, right? You might as well just go work for someone else if you're not passionate about what it is that you're doing. So, hey, Balin, let me know if I said that right, because I'm always trying to make sure I say your name right. You always want to have that heart to heart, so to speak. For me, with my agency and even with my blog, if I wasn't passionate about it, I would still be working for an agency in New York or somewhere else in LA or Atlanta or whatever. I'd be working for someone else. But the reason why I decided to leave those jobs and work for myself is because I find that I'm passionate about connecting with people behind the brand, the CEOs of the brand, and knowing their journey and how their journey impacts why they're creating their business. So that's my why. I want to help people and I love hearing their journeys. I'm passionate about hearing why you do what you do and how you go about doing it. So here I am. So figure out your passion, your why. And once you are able to do that, then you'll realize that the branding process isn't as hard as it needs to be. Yay, I said it right. Woohoo! So here are three questions that you can ask yourself to see if what you've been doing so far in your business is putting you on a path to create a brand that has longevity. And longevity is twofold, right? To the public, yeah, obviously you want to last long, you want to make money, you want to make that coin, all that good stuff. But personally, I would like to think you don't want to resent your business.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into part one of What is Branding. I will upload part two next week, next Monday, so make sure you look out for it. As always, please leave your feedback, leave us a review, tell us how you feel, leave us a comment, drop us a line at info@brvisionaryconsulting.com. Comment on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever have you. If you'd like to be interviewed on the show, or if you'd like us to discuss a particular topic, don't be shy. Let us know. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is The Brand Unveiled, and we'll see you next week. Bye.